Ezra 2. Now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, carried away to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar its king. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, accompanied by Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. This is the count of the men of Israel, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172, the descendants of Shephatiah, 372, the descendants of Ara, 775, the descendants of Pahath-Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, the descendants of Elam, 1,254, the descendants of Zattu, 945, the descendants of Zakkai, 760, the descendants of Bani, 642, the descendants of Bebai, 623, the descendants of Azgad, 1,222, the descendants of Adonikam, 666, the descendants of Bigvai, 2,056, the descendants of Aden, 454, the descendants of Ater, through Hezekiah, 98, the descendants of Bezai, 323, the descendants of Jorah, 112, the descendants of Hashem, 223, the descendants of Gibbar, 95, the men of Bethlehem, 123, the men of Netophah, 56, the men of Anathoth, 128, the descendants of Asmaveth, 42, the men of Kiriath-Jearim, Kephira, and Beeroth, 743, the men of Ramah and Geba, 621, the men of Michmash, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 223, the descendants of Nebo, 52, the descendants of Magbish, 156, the descendants of the other Elam, 1,254, the descendants of Harim, 320, the men of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, the men of Jericho, 345, and the descendants of Sineah, 3,630. The priests, the descendants of Jediah, through the house of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pasher, 1,247. And the descendants of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel, through the line of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers, the descendants of Shalom, the descendants of Ater, the descendants of Talmon, the descendants of Akkub, the descendants of Hittita, and the descendants of Shobai, 139 in all. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, the descendants of Hasufa, the descendants of Tabaoth, the descendants of Kiras, the descendants of Siaha, the descendants of Padan, the descendants of Lebanah, the descendants of Hagaba, the descendants of Akkub, the descendants of Hagab, the descendants of Shalmai, the descendants of Hanan, the descendants of Gidel, the descendants of Gehar, the descendants of Reiah, the descendants of Rezin, the descendants of Nagoda, the descendants of Gazam, the descendants of Uzzah, the descendants of Pasea, the descendants of Besai, the descendants of Asna, the descendants of Meunim, the descendants of Nephusim, the descendants of Bakbuk, the descendants of Hakufa, the descendants of Harher, the descendants of Basloth, the descendants of Mahida, the descendants of Harsha, the descendants of Barkos, the descendants of Sisera, the descendants of Tema, the descendants of Naziah, and the descendants of Hatipha. The descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, the descendants of Sophereth, the descendants of Peruda, the descendants of Jaalah, the descendants of Darkon, the descendants of Giddel, the descendants of Shephatiah, the descendants of Hattel, the descendants of Pokereth-Hazabaim, and the descendants of Ami. The temple servants and descendants of the servants of Solomon numbered 392 in all. The following came up from Telmela, Telharsha, Kirub, Adon, and Immer, but could not prove that their families were descended from Israel. The descendants of Deliah, the descendants of Tobiah, and the descendants of Nekoda, 652 in all. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, the descendants of Hakoz, and the descendants of Barzillai, who had married a daughter of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These men searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat the most holy things until there was a priest to consult the Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly numbered 42,360, in addition to their 7,337 menservants and maidservants, as well as their 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave freewill offerings to rebuild the house of God on its original site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for this work 61,000 derricks of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. So the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants, along with some of the people, settled in their own towns, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns.